today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. We're going to speak about the best way to approach the Quran. Today, Friday, is the 27th of Jamadil Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we listen to verses 41 to 42 of chapter Fussilat.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Innal ladhina kafaru bidh-dhikri lamma ja'ahum wa innahu lakitabun 'aziz.
Indeed, those who disbelieve in the message after it has come to them, and indeed it is a mighty book.
لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد.
Falsehood cannot approach it from before it or from behind it. It is a revelation from a Lord who is wise and praiseworthy.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Holy Quran reminds men of his neglect and negligence. The title Aziz, that means the honorable, is exclusively employed to refer to the Holy Quran from amongst scriptures. The blessed verses are addresses to all polytheists and disbelievers who regard the Holy Quran as encompassing magic and falsehood, and also those who do not believe in some of Quranic injunctions, such as usury, murder, adultery, and calumnious accusation and slander, as well as divine commands as to one-fifth tax and pilgrimage to Mecca and act against them. It also addresses those who subjectively interpret Quranic verses, like those regarding the guardianship, infallibility, and purity of Ahlul Bayt, Prophet's family, peace be upon them all.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
The topic of this episode is the best way to approach the Quran. The Quran is the book of Allah. Every word in the Quran has come from Allah. That is why we say that it is the holy book. The words in the Quran were sent by Allah to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. The Prophet received the words of Allah through angel Gabriel. Prophet Muhammad regularly required the words of Allah to Muslims around him. These Muslims were very pleased and excited to receive the words of Allah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, "The most truthful speech, the most eloquent advice, and the greatest stories are in the book of Allah." The Muslims listened carefully to what the Prophet read, memorized the sentences and passages of the Quran, recited them regularly, and followed the teachings of the Quran. In order to preserve the words of Allah, the Prophet appointed special people known as scribes of the Quran to write down the words of Allah, fulfilling the very purpose for which the Quran was sent.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today, we are going to talk about the different approaches to the understanding of the Holy Quran. The contents of the author's thought should be completely understood, and afterwards, an attempt should be made to identify its roots and sources. Otherwise, the result of one's effort will be something like the works of certain writers of history of various sciences who write without any thorough knowledge of the subject, or similar to the works of those writers of philosophical books who undertake, for instance, a comparative study of Avicenna and Aristotle without any knowledge of either. After superficial comparison, and on discovering some literal similitudes between the works of the two great thinkers, they immediately sit down to pass a quick judgment. Although for the purpose of a comparative study, very deep and profound knowledge of the ideas and thoughts of both of the philosophers is required, a lifetime of study is necessary for such a task, otherwise it has no more value than can be given to blind imitative conjectures. So only then we can arrive at an estimation of the influence of other books of those times on the contents of the Quran, and if we find something common in them, discover its proportions, we can then see whether the material that has been borrowed from other books is used in an original manner or not. Does the Quran go even further to the extent of playing a role in amending the contents of those books and setting right the errors occurring in them? So these three important stages are needed to approach a holy book like Al-Quran. Authenticity, analytical study, and study of the sources of the ideas. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Now, purity of intention and ways of approaching the Quran with purity of intentions. We should earnestly pray to Allah for protecting from Satan. Allah gives in the Noble Quran repeated and emphatic warnings to human about the risk of following the dark suggestions of Satan. For example, Allah says, O you who believe, enter into Islam wholeheartedly and follow not the footsteps of the evil one, Satan, for he is to you an avowed enemy. Chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 208. And because Satan is out there with his meanness to mislead us, Allah Almighty practically admonishes us to ask for his protection from Satan when seeking guidance from the Quran. In chapter Al-Nahr, that is chapter 16 of the Holy Quran, verse 96, Allah says, when you do read the Quran, seek Allah's protection from Satan, the rejected one. Beseeching Almighty Allah for protection from the guiles of Satan means that humans must have full faith in Allah, the merciful, as the creator and guardian who can protect us from every harm.
قلب ينبض بالقرآن وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق
In this part, we look at the levels of reading the Quran. We must show readiness and determination to follow the teachings of the Quran. This should be an expression of an unquestioning resolve to surrender to the will of Allah as expressed in His book. This also indicates that we are prepared to do without all selfish interests, lust, greed, foolish pride, and arrogance, in short, any love for the fleeting pleasures of life. In other words, this is a changeover to a new life dedicated to Allah's pleasure. The Quran should be read with full awareness that now we are with Allah, listening to His words, which are meant to guide us along the straight path. So when reading the Quran, we must take enough time for the verses to get a grip on our hearts and minds, so that the teachings contained therein can be embedded to the greatest possible extent.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 121, comes forward, and in the view of some people, when it comes to reading this verse, they believe it's an encouragement to recite the Quran. Yes? يَتْلَوْنَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ Allah says, there are those who we have bestowed the book for, the Quran, those recite it in the best possible way. Some people come forward and say, this is recitation, and an emphasis on you and I to recite the Quran. Yet, and a further examination of the Holy Book, as well as the Arabic language, reveals a very important, delicate point. Qira'a is not the same as tilawa. Quran doesn't say here, in this instance, yaqra'oon. They say, yatlawnahu haqqa tilawateh. Tilawa means what? Tilawa means qira'a ma'at tadabbur. It means to recite with reflection and contemplation. Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to say, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ Those individuals who recite the Quran in tilawa way, those are the ones who truly believe in it. Because the Mufassirin say, you can recite it but not believe. But you cannot have the tilawa of the Quran but not believe. Yes. Because that's a different level, isn't it?
The Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, which was about the best way to approach the Quran. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting and, of course, essential topic. Thank you very much, and keep us in your dua and supplications. Till another meeting, have a nice time.
موعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان